So Keir Starmer will address Labour MPs today as he fights to shore up his leadership, which has been threatened by the scandal surrounding Lord Mandelson. The Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Morgan McSweeney, resigned yesterday, saying he took full responsibility for advising Sir Keir to appoint the peer as the UK's ambassador to Washington. The Labour MP for Hull East, Carl Turner, says he's been texting the Prime Minister over the weekend.
I can tell you that Keir Starmer was personally devastated about the appointment of Mandelson. He knew it was a catastrophic mistake and he wants to make good. I want the country to give him the opportunity to do that. I hope it starts with the Parliamentary Labour Party giving him a chance, but I accept it's a difficult gig.
The Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Mr. Lai, who's 78 and a British citizen, had been found guilty of foreign collusion and sedition. The Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper said the government would rapidly engage further with China about his case. The Prince of Wales will begin his first official trip to Saudi Arabia today. The three-day visit will focus on trade, energy and young people. Our senior royal correspondent Daniela Ralph reports from Riyadh.
After a week in which the royal family have been under intense scrutiny as a result of the Epstein files, the Prince of Wales's visit to Saudi Arabia is an attempt to return to business as usual, if that is possible. He'll be in the country for 3 days at the request of the UK government, who view it as their most strategically important relationship in the region. Saudi Arabia is modernising culturally and economically, but remains an authoritarian regime ruled by an absolute monarchy where political protesters are severely sanctioned.
MPs have criticised the standard of social housing in England, saying hundreds of thousands of homes fail to meet basic standards. Members of the Commons and Communities and Local Government Committee say they are also concerned that a new decent home standard won't be brought in for another decade. The government says it's taking action to drive up the quality of social housing. Here's Tara Welsh.
Today's report says too many people are still suffering with appalling housing and don't have their complaints treated seriously. Conditions are generally better in homes rented by councils and housing associations than the private sector, but the MPs say 430,000 social homes fail to meet basic standards. Last month, the government published a new decent home standard for the rental sector, but landlords won't have to comply until 2035. Ministers say they're encouraging them to raise standards sooner.
A white supremacist who shot dead 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand has appeared in court in Wellington to try to withdraw his guilty plea. Brenton Tarrant is serving a whole life sentence after the attack on worshippers during Friday prayers in Christchurch in 2019. Our correspondent Katie Watson reports.
It was in March 2020, a year after the attack, that Brenton Tarrant pleaded guilty to carrying out the deadliest mass shooting in modern-day New Zealand. This week's hearing seeks to withdraw that guilty plea and appeal against his sentence. The crux of his argument is that he wasn't able to make rational decisions because of what he has described as torturous and inhumane prison conditions. If Tarrant is allowed to withdraw his guilty plea, the case would potentially go to trial on all charges. If he's not allowed to retract his plea, there'll be another hearing later in the year to consider his appeal against his sentence.
The Super Bowl results next. The Seattle Seahawks have won the showpiece event in American football, beating the New England Patriots by 29 points to 13 in California. The halftime show by the Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny has been criticised by President Trump as one of the worst ever after it was performed almost entirely in Spanish. Writing on social media, he claimed nobody understands a word this guy is saying. At the Winter Olympics, freestyle skier Kirsty Muir goes for Britain in the women's slopestyle final this morning. Bruce Mowat and Jen Dodds will be in the semi-finals of the mixed doubles curling from 5 this evening. Then all eyes will be on Britain's teenage snowboarder Mia Brooks in the women's big air final at 6:30.